What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening every week. I guess they love our voice, Michael Blackson. Maybe they listen to us before they go to sleep. I don't know. I listen to YouTube before I go to sleep. Like, History Channel, boom, 1 minute gone.
Well, if anybody listens to us before they go to sleep, it's definitely not a woman and a man and his beautiful wife. I don't think they listen to us. Maybe two men maybe listen to us before they fall asleep. Or a lonely guy, probably a thief that just robbed a bank. Now he's in his bed sleeping alone with his money. I don't think there's no couple, not a normal, beautiful couple, fall asleep on our voices, okay? Probably freaks, perverts, kidnappers, and run away. Like kids that ran away from home.
How about them people listening to us while they're in traffic? We listen to ourselves while we're
because
in
they
traffic.
Have no choice. Sandy's bad for I don't think they really like us, man.
Yeah, we were just accidentally on the radio.
It's okay, man.
Well, thanks again.
God loves us. That's all that matters.
God loves you too, whoever you are. Drive safely.
What are you wearing today, Chinese best friend?
I'm wearing the clothes that I did not get from your friends.
Oh, no free clothes today.
I had to buy this myself, Michael Blackson.
For those who are listening, Chinese best friend get all the free clothes that I get that I don't wear.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wear it, not me. After I'm not I wore it, their value went down. They all went bankrupt.
Hey, they don't worry. Very soon, you're going to be very valuable to them. You're going to be my Mr. Hand-Me-Down of Michael Blackson.
I'm going to have to lose at least 100 pounds.
Nah, I just tell them to make a bigger size of my size. I usually wear like an extra medium. I just tell them to make you like a...
I'm a extra large.
Yeah.
In a good day when I don't eat a lot of fried rice, I could be a large, but it's a little uncomfortable with the belly.
So you just wearing... Those clothes actually cost you money this week.
Yeah, my girlfriend, shout out to my girlfriend. She bought it
Chinese
for me
best friend.
Last
she
Christmas.
She had a baby together. You got to get up for... Wait, 3-4 years? How long you guys been together?
Oh, it's been a good 5 years, Michael.
Why is she still your girlfriend, Chinese best friend? Are you scared to commit to her?
Yeah, after you proposed on national television, I feel like I'm going to have to propose. Also,
you have a ring or you want to borrow you?
Yeah, can I borrow your ring?
I'll see if I get rather give the friendship. I gave her a promissory ring before the engagement ring. I'll see if I give you, like, you borrow that.
Michael Blackson, you hand me down clothes, not engagement rings, for goodness gracious. Yeah, thanks, Mike. We could talk about it after the show. I'll take it.
Okay, thanks. I gotta talk to Ryder because she likes that ring more than her engagement ring. And that ring was like freaking 10% of what the engagement ring cost. She liked that rather ring better. I'm like, I could have saved a whole lot of money. I could have just tricked you.
She likes the cheaper version.
Took the ring off her hand while she was asleep and just give it to her the next day and just got on my knees and put on her other finger. Save myself.
I was going to propose, Michael Blackson, but after seeing your very sweet proposal, I don't think I could beat that.
Don't try to beat me, Chinese.
Yeah, that was too... That was like...
Just impress your Chinese people. What can you do to impress them? Like, can you like...
Eat more rice? I don't know, Mike.
Good, I'm glad you said it, because I don't want no Chinese hate crime.
Chinese people are not listening to us right now. They have other things to do.
Like what?
I don't know. Probably like making Louis Vuitton bags or... Honda Civic. I mean, we're shortage in vehicles right now.
There is shortage. COVID, they fucked a lot of things up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, time for nigga news. Yeah, well, this is a very sad news. We lost.
Sad news?
Yes. Colin Powell passed away.
When did he pass away?
Where the fuck do you know? Do you care about black people, Chinese best friend?
I do, but I thought he was Donald Trump.
Well, if you don't know much about it, let me tell you. He's the first black Secretary of State. And president of the Light Skin Committee, General Colin Powell, has passed away. He was a strong light skinned brother. Okay.
Yeah.
He was so tough, even Donald Trump didn't mess with him when he was alive.
Wow.
He was so bad that he was the only person in Congress who was Democrat, Republican, and independent. And nobody said shit to that nigga.
Wow.
He did everything, man. He was wherever the fuck he wanted to be.
He's the force to be not reckoned with.
Rest in peace, General.
Rest in peace.
Colin Powell.
I should have invited him to the podcast.
He was eight. You know what the thing about A? He was 84 years old. I didn't even look that old. He was 84.
Wow, that guy looks like he's at least like maybe 65.
Yes, he looks way younger than the president himself.
Yeah. How did he die, Michael Blackson?
They said complication to COVID. He was 84. God. I mean, he lived his life.
Yeah, he lived his life.
I mean, I 84. Would you want to go past 84, Chinese best friend? How you want to live? How long?
I want to live to like maybe, 125 if possible. But I don't
think
that's possible.
This is not the biblical era, Chinese best friend. Okay, you're not going to live past. By looking at the way your body's built, I'll give you 71 at tops.
Oh, thanks a lot, Michael Blackson. I was actually going to say 58, but yeah, you added another 12 years.
Meanwhile,
of my life.
Since my dick stopped working, I'm ready to be out. Check me out.
Huh? 180.
You think?
Yeah.
But I've seen that Chinese thing. It was something I was watching. Is it like a tradition where the Chinese guy punched himself in the balls? You ever seen that video?
Oh, it makes you live longer.
Is that what it is?
I'm punching my shit in the balls.
No, they're hitting their stuff in the balls with bricks. It's a video. Look, I'm telling you, Google it. Asian men punching their stuff in the nuts.
I've heard of it. I've seen it before.
Yeah, what was that about?
I've seen it in the Rush Hour movie, but not...
Not the fucking Rush Hour. I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I got to research that more, Michael Blackson. That sounds very interesting.
You don't know shit about it? It's your people's.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I don't know what's the tradition about.
Well, maybe it's probably Chinese because you're a Filipino.
Oh, because you know what?
Is it Vietnamese?
No, it's
maybe
it's
from
Chinese.
Korea.
Maybe.
South.
But there's a rule in China that you could only have a maximum of 2 kids. You can't have more than that.
What the fuck has to do with them punching himself in the nuts?
So you can't have babies anymore.
So all those who have more than 2 kids had to punch themselves in the nuts.
Like a few times a day, maybe. That makes sense. I mean... Right?
Imagine we had to do that in America. Oh, fucking Nick Cannon would have to punch himself in the face and his nuts, huh?
How many kids he got? I think he fathered 4 kids this year.
Yeah. But you know the funny thing he said on his new show?
What?
He said he loved his kids so much that he gave each of them their own mother.
Wow.
It's like, Oprah, you can have a mother. You can have a mother. You can have a mother. You can have a mother.
What a very thoughtful
That's
man.
That's very unselfishness of him. Shout out to Nick Cannon, my homie.
He reminds me of that show that he does, Wildin' Out. He's Wildin' Out all the time, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, he is a Wildin' Out kid. Since we're talking about kids.
Yeah.
I would guess that somebody that knew me since I was a little kid.
Whoa.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet her.
I call her my parents' daughter. And she calls me.
Oh, that's the girl you're always putting
your
parents' daughter?
Yeah, I was calling my parents' daughter, and she calls me her parents' son.
I was so confused for so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, my sister, my blood, the only Annie.
Wow.
Apple. Abindiakon. Quincuncian. Abindiakon. A4. She's A4. She's born on Friday.
Your name is that long?
I just added an extra name to it. Annie's here. Because I was going to get into sports, but Annie, my nephew is an athlete. Shout out to Eli Apple. Shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals. They are 4-2.
4-2?
Right this moment. They're having a great season. Their defense is amazing, and he's part of that defense. So
yes,
shout out to my
Eli
nephew.
Eli Apple,
if you're not.
I went to the first game. And yeah, I mean, those guys were relentless. They just refused to lose and they know how to win. So, I mean, it's great to be. I think sports is all about team, right? Because it's just getting with that right team that you fit in perfectly to win, right? Annie?
Hi, Eli. Mom loves you.
Eli, are you listening to us? You think he is?
No, he's getting ready for Lamar Jackson because, on the 24th of October, they do play the Ravens. So, yeah, we're going to be busy with that. But I believe we can win it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they should have beat Green Bay.
Oh, my God. I was at that game. It was so...
How nerve-wracking was that?
Like, the fourth miss... It was insanity. I was proud of their defense, but it was just one of those things where it was crazy. But the good thing is we were able to contain Aaron Rodgers for most of it. And so whenever you take the ball out of his hands and put it in the kicker's hand, you're winning. But unfortunately, the scoreboard said differently. But anyway... Put that behind us, beat Detroit. Now we have Ravens ahead. So nice.
Shout out to them. I'm glad he found a team that he fits in perfectly. The team, great, everything. Team just amazing chemistry.
Well, Eli's a hard worker. He's a hard worker, and he's one of the most emotionally resilient people I know. My son is the most unbothered human ever. He is chill.
How about your brother, Michael Blackson?
Well, we won't get to meet first.
Eli, you have to have a certain personality to be a professional athlete in American culture.
Oh.
And you have to be one of those people who really know who you are. So your identity is not based on perceptions and affection, right? Yeah. I always say if you live by the approval of others, you would die by their rejection. So it's a matter of knowing who you are and being solid with that and knowing that you have people in your life that really are invested in your well-being and in your growth. And once you have that, what everybody else says and things, the mofos ain't doing nothing but scratching their balls on game day while you're out there earning a check. So, yeah.
Yeah, I see that a lot in the bench warmers.
What?
Scratching their balls.
No, I'm talking about guys who are on social media, not doing anything but have everything to say about what somebody else is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Living their grandmama's business, living in their grandma's basement, $43 short rent every month. But they have a lot to say about what pro athletes are doing.
Talk about pro athletes. Part of my nigga news. Shout out to my nigga Kyrie Irving. So people are saying Kyrie is the new Colin Kaepernick, except Kaepernick took a knee and Kyrie's taking a huge pay cut. He's going to lose all this money because he don't want to take the shot. How you feel about that whole?
Yeah.
I personally love Kyrie. I love him as a person. Do I agree with his stance? I think each person can decide what they want to do. That's great. But we are in a whole pandemic. I know we have forgotten that, but we are in a pandemic. And I remember when the pandemic first hit, we all were praying to God for a vaccine. Now we get a vaccine and everybody's like, I don't know. But the thing is the misinformation, because the people who are dying at a higher rate from COVID are Black and brown people. So it's not a personal choice. Americans, we always talk about personal freedom. But when you get on an airplane and that seatbelt light come on, you got to sit your ass down. You can't be like, am I right? Because public safety has to trump personal choice. That's the price we pay for being citizens of a country, is to be able to think about others. So I think it's very important. The vaccine is safe. I've gotten mine, and I recommend that people, if you can get it, if your doctors say you're fine to get it, get it. But I think everybody needs to cut Kyrie slack, because I always say that, you know, when your teeth messed up, you don't go to your mechanic, right? So you go to the dentist. So we need to stop going
except
to
for Chinese best friend.
We need to stop. I don't go to comedians for public policy issues. I don't go to athletes for public health issues. There are people in your community who are well qualified. Listen to them. I don't get mad at Kyrie because his choices right now don't affect me. He's not a policymaker. So stop ragging on him and go talk to your congressman or woman.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Stop talking about him.
God, I can't stand Charles. But go ahead.
So he's, so he wouldn't take this shot, and then Ben didn't take no shots at the playoffs last year.
Y'all leave Ben Simmons alone, please. Leave him alone.
Why leave him alone?
Leave him alone.
Yeah, Mike, I heard he got suspended.
But let me tell he's messing with billionaires' money, okay? That's one people you got to be scared of is billionaires. You don't mess with rich people's money because they know how to play games too.
But you know what it is? Why is it that whenever things go on, I don't know, I watch this in American culture, and I've been part of, you know, the news business for a long time, and I've been part of the sports world. People always, and it'll always be the poorest people, always siding with the billionaires and the management. It's like, we love oppression. Please oppress us. Hey, oppressor, we will be your oppressee. You know, it's just like, this is a management decision.
$30 million a year. He's rich too.
But he's not a billionaire. I think what people need to realize is that we all know that he's not happy there. And they trashed him in the media. They trashed him in his team. So he wants to go somewhere else. But they're on the hook for 4 years of his contract. Money, and I know I've seen this everywhere. People say, well, he's getting paid this. If money could buy happiness, we all be robbing banks, right? The thing is, sometimes when you are not happy, your soul can't be bought. If he's not happy, they're finding a way. Let's everybody cut their losses and move forward. But there's nothing in the world worse than being in a place around people and stuff that is killing your soul.
Is he going to be willing? Will he be willing to take any loss in the money? No, he's not.
No, he shouldn't have to. See, there we go. We always think that the player has to be. You see, in the NFL, of course, we don't have guaranteed contract, right? NFL contracts are written on the beach sand on a windy day. That shit just blows. But with, you know, NBA, his money is guaranteed. So ooh, they have to pay him that money. Whoa. So now what they do is they sully your name in the media. They throw dirt on you to try to make you the bad guy. But, you know, he's standing his ground. He's like, this relationship and its management, it's not his teammates. He's never had an issue with his teammates. His teammates don't have an issue with him. It's poor leadership. And there's a difference between management and leadership. And the Sixers are failing in the leadership department.
What? Hold up. Joel Embiid just said.
I know that your boy owns the team or whatever. Who cares what Joel Embiid is saying? This is my issue with what Joel Embiid said today. I don't care about that man. My issue is when athletes stand up there and make a very public statement. They make a business decision personal, publicly. If you have an issue with him, go tell your group chat. Go tell your pet. Talk to your dog, your partner, your woman, your whatever. But you can't go and say, oh, I have issue with him. So this has nothing to do with you. This is a business decision. This is a management issue. This is between the Sixers management and Ben. And if they can't work it out, let him go. Take your loss because you can't trade him now because you trashed him.
They have to pay him the full amount.
Basketball.
They got to pay him his money. They're going to try to suspend him or conduct detrimental. That's what they do when
and
they want to.
Eventually, they're probably just going to have him take half the money to own him.
He can't do that. They're going to have to pay him his money.
I'm saying, what if he agrees to that, to get the hell out they're of gonna,
him? Well, I think that's what it is. It's like, you know, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Roar of the Roses, but two people who need to not be together, trying to be together because they don't want to let the house or whatever going. Yeah. So you're killing
that's
each
Michael
other.
That's Michael Douglas and what's her name? And
somebody, Kathleen Turner.
Somebody end up getting hanged up on the
I saw it during the pandemic again. It was so sad. But it's like you have to do what's good for your soul. So I wish Ben well. Ben, I wish you well, baby. Keep your head up. He's 25 years old. He will grow.
Oh, my God. 25 years old?
I was a father at 25. I'm not making no excuses for him.
Oh, yeah, but my head's my thing.
As a fan of the game and the Sixers, so the five starters play at a time. It's not football where it's 11 guys. Five. Every person's job matters. So if... You know, if we're all getting paid $20, $30 million a year, you're not doing your job as a team member. Yo, man, what are you doing? You know, we have rights to have issues with each other. There's only five of us. We're trying to get this championship. These people paying us good money. They brought us together to do the things right. My personal opinion is at the end of the season, when he pretty much ended our season.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, if it takes five people, how is one person ending your season?
25%. That's a lot.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, but it's a team sport. At the end of the day, it's a team sport because we can all point out some games where other guys.
If I pass you the ball, you put the shooter and you pass it back. You put the shoot the ball? You didn't do your job. My thing. He should apologize about the terrible season he's given us. And you're dealing with Philadelphia. Philadelphia is joke. We are about hearts.
You know, my concern is that with all these sources coming out against Ben, everybody, there's million sources. Who's watching the Liberty Bell? Somebody need to keep an eye on the Liberty Bell because I think they're going to blame him for another crack in it. This relationship is not working. It's never worked, right? So you cut your losses. I think demonizing him in the media is a strategy I've seen a lot of team do repeatedly. We all know the media is in bed with management, as we found out with Adam Schefter, pretty much doing player negotiation and CBA, sending his article to a racist Bruce Allen. Hey, can you review this? We see how the game is played. Let's wish the young men well and everybody cut their losses. I can't talk about Ben anymore.
All right. Enough of Ben. Ben,
let's
done
get
that.
To dark skin issues.
Can we talk about Ben Affleck in his new movie? I'm just joking.
No, let's not. That's not one.
How about All About the Benjamins? That's a good movie.
All right. About the Benjamins? That's a song, Michael Blackson. Tupac
sings that.
No,
that's also
that.
A movie starring Mike Epps and Ice Cube.
Was it All About the Benjamins? Was it?
All About the
Benjamins. I get a mess up with the presidents.
All right. Dead well, presidents. Enough of sports shit. I mean, we definitely, he's not an athlete. He definitely built like a...
Bengals.
He used to be an athlete, Mike. Used to play basketball
he's
for Van Nuys High School.
He's had athletic dreams.
From who?
Van Nuys High School. We were champions. I shoot better free throws than Ben
and
Simmons.
I played. There will be no Ben Simmons trashing on here. I'm not trashing any I'm Ben Simmons on here. But I played basketball in high school too.
Oh, cool.
John Bartram High School. I did.
Do you play better than him? Because
Michael was not athletic at all.
Yeah, I used to go
Michael
watch
was
play.
Not athletic. I don't even think Mike ever went to gym class. Did you ever go to gym class?
I passed gym.
Did go to gym class. I remember you used to always your legs were always ashy.
Right, I had these little.
His legs were always ashy.
I had these tan shorts that I wore in gym class. I remember that.
His knees looked like he'd been walking in flour. Like, seriously, he was always ashy. And it's really unheard of for Africans because we're very moisturized.
Yeah.
But Michael's skin was always dry in gym. Yeah, so you did take gym.
You didn't cheer the
basketball? She used to play basketball.
Yes. I did.
I remember just this really short girl running up the court. Nobody passed her the ball.
I was the point guard.
You know what? They pointed her like, yo, time for you to get out the game. That's the only time she got pointed.
I was a point guard.
Point her, get out.
No, I was the point guard, but the problem was sophomore year, I guess I got knocked up and they wouldn't let me play pregnant. So, which I don't understand.
You got knocked up in high school?
It's a long story. Yeah, I was such a trendsetter. Like, I totally was the first kid. And like, I was in honors class because I was like the only one to ever get pregnant. So I just want to say, before Angelina Jolie started getting little black babies, I did it first. So I am like the trendsetter. I was first one to have a black baby on my hip. Yes.
My mom had a baby at the age of 14.
But your
she
mom
had a black baby?
She didn't have a black baby,
though.
Yeah,
she didn't have a black baby.
She didn't have a black baby. She didn't.
What kind of baby
she
had?
But Angelina Jolie did tell Asian babies, too. So we were both like Angelina Jolie's, like, we beat her to it.
Yeah,
but I did play sports. I did play.
I mean, when I was in Africa, I played soccer as a kid. It's official, Mother Soccer. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Soccers.
Everybody in Africa plays soccer.
Yeah. We used to play. You know what? We're so poor. We didn't have like soccer ball. We used to play. What did we play with, man?
Wait, let's say this. I don't believe we weren't poor, right? Because
okay,
my mom always says poverty is not about what you don't have. It's what you don't know you have. So we may not have as much money or whatever, but we were very much loved. We were very much sufficient. We got up every day. We had food. We had a roof over our head.
Yes.
Water. We were very cleaned.
Michael was always ashed. We used to play soccer with grapefruit, motherfucker.
Oh, grapefruit?
And we'll play to the grapefruit bus and then we'll get a new grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. There's no coconut there?
The
it's
fuck
hard.
It hurts, you, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we're barefoot. You're right. You can't play.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Sao. Ah.
Yeah.
You was born in Philippines, right?
Yeah, but we didn't.
But they were rich. You were.
Well, we were okay.
What's okay?
We were just running around throwing rocks at each other, I think.
So, oh, wow. Yeah, that's a character builder.
Fun. That explains a lot that's going on with
you. Yeah, I got a rock head. So you guys argue a lot about sports and media?
Oh, my God. No, you know, when I was a kid, I still got this fucking... Do you remember hitting me in the fucking head with
God.
The frying pan?
I don't even know what Michael's talking about.
You hit
about.
Him with a frying pan?
Michael always... He has these dreams.
Can you do the
he
replay?
He was always a...
I had a fight with him. My sister, she hit me with a frying pan. The fucking hickey is still there.
I do not recall.
This
I might run
like
for Senate one day, so I will
old.
Not have this tarnished in my record.
Look.
That never happened.
You know, Rada, you felt my hickey, right?
That
he must have pissed.
No, that's from one of his ex-girlfriends.
Nah,
don't even bring that up here.
Forever, you scarred me, nigga.
He must have pissed you off a lot. Huh?
No.
She was
no.
a fighter in high school.
Oh. That's not true.
You was
fighting. That's not true. Sorry, first
about
of all,
eighth grade, and you get
well,
how many
no,
age
that's
difference
not, that's
is
not,
this?
That's not true. Michael is technically older than our mother. I don't know what he's talking about. First of all, I came to America with my mom first. Mike came like 3 years later.
Oh.
So, and I remember when he came. So we were close in age, probably like 2 years, whatever, apart. He is older.
She's older than all of us.
He's older than my mom.
She's older
my
than
mom
my
is
father.
The first. No, he's
she
definitely older.
She and my dad the same age.
I mean, we grew up, of course, Newark, New Jersey, and a funny story.
Well, that's for our first, what?
We were funny, before we got to Philadelphia, right? My mom had to work so we can save enough money to be able to move to Philadelphia and get our own place. Because before then, we lived in like people's basement, different stuff. And a friend of my mom, who was a renowned pastor, the late... Reverend Lee,
Oh, Lee.
Reverend Lee. And it was in the 80s where homelessness was starting to go on the rise, but a lot of churches weren't doing anything about it. So he left the church. He was very this popular church, and he bought this house in North Newark and converted it into a shelter home. So homeless people. So we lived there, right? Because my mom had to like save money. It's hard to save money so we could buy our own place. But I remember Mike and I were so like ashamed, like because we lived in this shelter home with like the most random people. Like we had like these two old men who I still thought it was the 50s and black folks weren't free. We had Miss June who had like mental health issue. She walked around with like lipstick bright because she was a beauty queen back in her day, but that day passed like 50 years before, but she was still very present there. So it was like all these eclectic characters all around us. So I remember there were kids who went to Broadway Junior High, or I used to go to the other school. They lived across the street. So Mike and I, we would literally wait until all the kids that go to school, then would try to like sneak out. And
so they don't see us come out
the shelter home. So one day they're like, oh, do you live there? Like, oh, no. But what was funny was, of course, we're Africans. And, you know, everybody knows rice is king. And my mom, one of the things we had in our room was a rice cooker. And there was rules where you weren't allowed to cook in your room, but we didn't really like a lot of the foods that were cooked. So one day the security guard came knocking on our door and he was like, y'all in here cooking? We were like, no. And then all of a sudden the steamer from the rice cooker came up behind us. We're like, no, we're not cooking. They're like, what is that?
This is smoke coming from behind your head. Because we're supposed to eat the fucking shelter home food.
I know. So they took our rice cooker.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. That's taking me back. I'm very triggered right now.
I would cry too if somebody takes my rice cooker.
They took our rice cooker. It was very traumatic. But
then we still, you know, we still graduated. I mean, we still did well.
We did.
You went to Broadway Junior High as well, right?
No. Because remember, you were a couple of years ahead of me.
We didn't
move to Philly until my freshman year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we moved to Philadelphia my freshman year of high school.
And
Philadelphia was a good move for us. But shout out to us because what we used to do, remember we used to work for Raheem? Mike and I, to help my mom out, there was this guy who had this van and he would put, I mean, nowadays would look real suspect, but he used to put these kids in it, these little black kids, and would drive us to the suburbs to sell candy.
To
the rich white people. So what was so funny was that he was so skilled at teaching us, we had a comeback for everything. So if you're knocking on the door, somebody's like, no, I can't buy your thing because I'm diabetic, but you will be helping the kids in the community. If somebody said, oh, I'm low income, then we had a comeback for everything. And we were like
master
sellers.
Just to sell a $3 candy.
We used to do well. And we used to bring the money home to my mom. Yeah.
Wow. We'll give her like half the money. So we get like these candies. We sell them for like $3. And out of every $3, we get 75 cents out of each one.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll make about $50 to $75 a week. And we get half the money to our mom. And we save the other half. And as I was able to save school money to go shopping for school.
School clothes. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that's how you fund all those nice outfits and necklaces.
But let me tell you, Michael, at that time, because, you know, in Africa, like newly from African country, we don't really care about name brand as long as it was new. So Mike would go, you know, we'll buy our meat, our groceries and sneakers. All in the same aisle. So Michael would like come to school and be feeling good about himself because it's like, oh, it's new. But like, what the hell is Bobos? What is new?
Bobos, they make your feet feel fine. Bobos, they cost $1.99.
Bobos.
I forgot the rest of that Bobos song. Everybody that ever wore Bobos, no.
No.
You won't know about that.
Is that the Payless?
Well, like any kind of no-name
shoes.
Oh, no-name, yeah.
Like Star Trek or Trekkie. Like
In Action.
Yeah,
I had a pair of sneakers that was called In Action. It cost my mom $9.99 actually. It was $9.99. She got it right next to the chicken.
But remember that time, this is a true story. Remember that time we asked our mother for a television? We're living in like the artist's basement or whatever. We asked her for a TV. It's like, mom, it'd really be nice to have a TV, want a TV. So my mom all of a sudden comes home. I don't know how she got this thing in the house, but bought the biggest Bible she could find and said, there's your TV. It has comedy, it has drama, it's everything.
Yeah, my mother's an evangelist. She just got in us. I'm like, mom, We know God personally now.
I was like, how did you get that TV? How did you get that Bible home? Like, the thing was bigger as this table. She's like, that's your TV. So we never asked for TV again.
Oh, you remember whose basement we lived in or whenever they flushed the toilet?
The artist's basement. That was the only one, okay. Yes. Whenever she would flush the toilet, we lived in, we're like, bring the bleach.
Yeah, we lived in somebody's basement. So whenever they flush the toilet, it's like you get to smell all the doo-doo. Or sometimes they leave. And then we went from, then when we got our own place, mommy came back.
In Philly.
Philly, we was in like Oranges.
We lived with the Morrison. It was a Morrison.
Now, before the Morrison, we had our own place. We rented our attic. You forgot. That was in East Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Philly. We finally got our own place, got a real home. I got my own bedroom for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Three bedroom row house.
Yes.
My mother paying $300 a month.
Wow.
That's why I moved to Philly. It was so much cheaper. Good.
Yeah.
Philly was much cheaper. So Philly definitely was the best thing that happened to us because Philly, you know, we got to Philly. It was so different. You could get a job right away. I went to Domino's Pizza, got a job immediately.
Yeah.
In Jersey, it was so hard to get a job. Having a job at McDonald's was good. That's how hard it was. Like, you couldn't even get a job at McDonald's when I was a kid back in the day.
Oh, it's overpopulated at that time.
Not that. It was hard to get a job.
Remember one of my mom's jobs, though, was McDonald's. Remember she used to bring fish filet? We had all that free fish filet stuff.
All this, we used to eat all the burgers my mom bring out.
Yeah.
And we'll freeze them up and eat them the next day. Oh. And I think it's illegal because I think they throw them things away every day.
And my mom didn't like throwing away food.
My mom never threw away food, man.
But you know what? It's so funny when you brought up music. I thought of when we were in North Newark and Michael, you guys don't know, but Michael's first movie was Lean On Me, by the way.
He's
the guy with the hot top fade and the Boston Celtics.
In the courthouse.
Outside the courtroom. Yeah. It was so funny because he came home and was like, I'm going to be in a movie. I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, yeah. So what are your lines? I said, tell me your line. He's like, free Mr. Clark. Free
and then
Mr. Clark.
That's when you hit him
free
with a
Mr.
pot
Clark.
In the pan.
No.
Shut
then
the
I was
fuck
like,
up.
No, you have to. He had two lines. He was like, it was free Mr. Clark. Free Mr. Clark. Then it was, oh, that was his line.
No, they gave you extra lines. Yeah, every extra had to say that.
But he was in a, remember you were in a talent show? He's still to this day mad at me because he was in a talent show. Back then that we had no Google, right? So he wanted to sing this Luther Vandross song.
Which one?
So Amazing.
So Amazing.
Love has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or many have I had since you've come my way.
Ooh.
So that was.
Wow. Michael Blackson.
I forgot she was a big time singer.
Wow,
she's a
great singer.
Listen, so I gave him, that's the far. So I wrote all the words down for him.
She wrote all
you fucked it up?
Yeah, so all the wrong words.
But you know, Luther Vandross, God rest his soul, Luther Vandross songs were like 27 minutes long, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because he would stretch a song forever. So I was like, I wrote down what it sounded like. So he came up like, you gave me the wrong word.
Oh, shit. Mike, you could have been the next Luther Vandross.
No,
she gave me all the wrong fucking words.
Luther, no Ross. Because he was terrible.
I wore a Todd 1 sweatsuit. The talent show that day.
Oh, Todd One. Remember LL Cool J used to rock Todd One all the time. Yeah.
Todd One sweatsuit. I had it on. I had like a little S curl in my hair.
You were all set up.
S curl is like curl, you know, but you put the jerry curls in your hair, but you don't let it stay too long so it doesn't look too activate, like it don't look too wet. So it don't look like you got a curl. So I just
looks like you got Indian in your family.
Right. I put enough in it to look like I have Indian in my family. I had my Taiwan sweatshirt.
Real beautiful black Indian.
I went on stage, sang that song.
And they
with
said,
all the wrong words. But you know what? The kids didn't know any better anyway. So I got away with it.
What did you sing on there? Da, 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 man,
you should have sang, a house is not a home.
That's it. That's all you would have known.
Listen, I would have done worse.
Where there's no love.
And a house.
Sing the song
not
first.
A home.
When there's no one there, and I'm still in love with you.
That should do a group. Annie and Chinese Best Friend. Y'all make a nice duet.
I like Chinese Best Friend.
That's a great idea.
Is there any other song? You know a lot of Luther songs.
I know.
Well, let me tell you, though, one of my jobs, though, when I was in college was Michael doesn't know this, but I sang in a wedding band. So you I had did? To know all the top 40. I had to take care of my family, my kids. So one of my jobs was
a wedding singer?
I was a wedding singer.
Wow, that's a weekends. Great idea.
Yes. So you have to know all these random top 40 songs. So I was like the most like...
You're really good at memories then.
Oh my God, yes. And singing harmony and all that stuff. So that was, you know.
When was the last wedding you sing?
Oh, this was like 20 something years ago. It was a long
you
wanna
time. You want to do a duet in Michael Blackson and Miss Rada Darling's wedding?
You know, I don't think he can afford me, but because you know,
Chetty, I'm gonna save myself money. I'm gonna have you sing at the wedding.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
What song you gonna sing?
I wanna make sure she writes the lyrics.
I got you. I have memory problems. I'll just write what I think it says. So yeah, but congratulations anyway to Mike and Rada.
Oh, thank you. So what's going on, Annie? What's going on with you?
Yeah, who's your favorite brother?
Oh, that's a good question. None of them. Honestly, you know, Mike and I, like, we're the closest in age, and of course we spend more time in the U.S. together. But you know, my siblings is one of those things where you have age differences and you grew up apart.
Yeah.
So you kind of like, yeah. you know.
I was telling them, we went 15 years. I went 15 years, so that means she even went longer without seeing them.
Yeah.
So we grew apart.
It's going to be in the movie. Stay tuned. The movie will be coming.
Oh, that's
the
right.
movie will be coming
it's
out.
It's like one of them Indian movies we watched when we was kids.
Yeah.
So we used to watch these Indian movies, right?
People would be separated, yeah.
Brother and sister be separated for 20 years,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's
And then they're grown up and they have no idea they were brothers. And one day they're fighting each other, right?
Yeah.
And one rip out his clothes off and you see a mark on him.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I have the same mark.
You're my brother.
But it's so funny. Speaking of television, when we were growing up in Liberia, like if your house didn't have TV, of course you go to your friends to watch TV, but they would like charge you 10 cents. Oh. And if you didn't have the money, you try to stand outside and watch, they would close the window. So it was just like, So it was quite the struggle. But I think I remember when we did get a TV,
we look out the window, a whole bunch of motherfuckers watching our TV from outside.
And we would close the window. But it was so funny. I can't find this picture. When Mike came to America, Mike was so happy to have a TV. Like, I remember there was one picture you took of you like turning the remote. Because back then, kids, you guys don't, you have remote controls.
Yeah, it's
but
big.
Growing up, we were the remote control. Like,
it was only, we had two channels on and off, motherfucker.
That was
for ABC, NBC, CBS, and off.
No wonder why Michael Blackson has one TV with four remotes.
Yeah.
Is that your childhood trauma?
But you know what, though? I used to do this thing where I watched so much. I don't know if you guys remember the old television show, The Saint, where Roger Moore, he played Simon Templar or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I used to love that show so much that whenever we'll sit at the table and we're praying, like saying grace over our food, I will always pray for Simon Templar. So Roger Moore owes the longevity of his life to me because I will always pray for him right after I pray
Roger
for him.
Roger Moore, if you're still alive, I hope you live longer.
Yeah. You know, you guys were talking.
Dead?
I think he's alive. He's British. So like they live long
because
all they do is just colonize shit. When you guys were talking about like how long you want to live, I really want to live long because I graduated high school in 1992. So I want to die at age 92. So I feel like I'm being promoted to higher learning.
2092?
Yeah. No, I want to die at age 92.
Oh. 92, yeah.
Age 92. That's the year I graduated high school. So
that's
now I'll be able to.
92 is the normal African age.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard this new thing? I watch a lot of Discovery Channel on YouTube. They said that if you check your blood, you'll be able to tell when you're going to, like, estimate when you're going to die.
Well, also depends on where you... If you live in New Jersey, anybody living in New Jersey, you won't live very long because the pollution, the air pollution...
The pollution?
Yes.
...will take you out quickly.
You're right.
Yeah, you have to factor that
in. Same with New York, too, right?
Yeah.
It's close enough, Philly.
Oh, you're right.
And if you're in the wrong relationships, it will also take away from your life as well.
Yeah, I heard it takes down 50% of your life.
How's your relationship, Chinese best friend?
I'm 95% of my life right now. 5% more to go, and I'm dead. I'm just joking. No, I'm very happy, Michael Blackson. I have a very sweet, wonderful Hungarian girl and a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I will live till... What did you say earlier?
I think you said 81.
72, I think.
Oh, 72, okay.
Do you want to live that long or longer?
Oh, yeah. You know... My grandfather lived till the age of 89.
Our great grandma lived to 124. 124.
I'm
telling you, ask mom. No, it was 124.
She beat the world record.
That's dog age.
No, listen to me. I spent the majority of my career working in television news. And I always used to hate when people would say the oldest person in the world. No, just say the oldest person in America that you know of. There are people all around the world that are living longer.
Longer.
But they don't have a reality show, so nobody knows
them. Nobody knows. Yeah.
So it's okay. People do live long.
Damn, she's 124.
She was, yeah. I remember I met her before when we were going to London before I came to the States.
Is she the oldest lady in Ghana?
No. My mom said there's a guy right now in her village in Saban, and he's like 135. She said that he hides and doesn't want anybody to really know who he is. Yeah. So if you see him, don't take a picture of him because you might kill him.
Can you invite him to the podcast?
No, my mom. The mom said that there's a guy in her village. That's old, like at least
135 years old.
Yeah,
I want to go find him.
Can you have him in the podcast, Mike?
How can we? Can we like fly? How we find out? Can we like take one of his teeth out and examine it?
Oh yeah, you could.
See, you guys.
Well, he doesn't have any teeth.
You're used to the man telling y'all what is true when folks trying to tell y'all what is true.
Yeah, but in most town and village, nobody's there to write down nobody's birth certificate. So we have no clue.
I think people know how old. People had numeric systems before somebody else developed a different system. Every culture has a way of counting. A white man did not invent numbers. Okay?
They didn't?
No.
I thought they did.
We were counting way before.
It's Albert Einstein.
Damn, 130. I didn't know this.
That's 135. Yeah, he's old.
Can
you find him, Mike?
Yeah, bring him. Call TMZ.
Just move him to your house. You have 3 bedrooms. I mean, what's going to happen? He's going to live another 30 years. Right?
Shout out to Ghana.
Maybe he go to the school or something. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he could teach there. To be old. How to live till 135.
I'm sure he can tell.
He could teach history in your school.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, mother sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Hey, we have the Blackson Angels here. Hey, what do you want to drink, Chinese best friend?
I would like to drink a tequila. Please.
I thought you wasn't drinking anymore.
Well, you offered.
This is tea for me.
You wanna,
Paula? You wanna find some tequila for Chinese best friend before we say bye bye?
How about you, Michael?
We have a toast to Eli.
Is it time to go yet?
No, not yet.
No, it's not. You got another 3 hours. Eddie Winslow's coming later.
Now, why do you need tequila right now?
Oh, because Mike offered.
If Mike offered you crack, would you take it?
Probably would. Depends.
So Mike is your influencer. Just a
little bit. Oh, that's okay. Oh, thanks. That's okay. Yeah.
It's just for decoration, Mike. I don't really drink.
Okay, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, Mike, is that a pigeon over there? So how is he living with the known as the African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson? Was he always a funny kid? Or,
you know, that is such a great question because I think it was really a surprise to all of us when Michael decided that he thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, in high school, his big thing was Big Daddy Kane. Like, you couldn't tell him he wasn't Big Daddy Kane.
Oh.
He walked around, like, you know, it was so funny because everybody thought because he wore the nicest clothes. People thought, oh, he was a drug dealer, but he was really a pizza dealer. he worked pizza, but nobody knew because, you know, he kind of hit that part. Because if Philadelphia, I always say, is one of the most segregated cities, because if you're downtown, you really don't know what's going on everywhere else. So nobody really from the neighborhood knew. No, but then I remember, you know, when he was finished high school, he started telling jokes and, you know, he would tell me some of them and I would laugh just in support.
Oh.
You know, I didn't think he would take it seriously. So of course I help him write some of his jokes and stuff and gave him his humor.
Did you write it in a paper wrong? She wrote the jokes wrong.
No, I mean, you have to try the jokes on people. But one thing I think I admire was that he didn't give up. He kept trying. I think the one thing my mom was like, you can't, you know, you have to go to school. You have to get some kind of trade. So I think he went to Kraft Institute and got a travel industry kind of certificate.
I went to school to work travel school because I went.
That's how he used to pick up girls. He's like, "Hey, I got a buddy pass."
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what I mean? That was his
Mike,
thing.
Did you tell the girls that you were a pilot?
No, he just said, "I can give you a buddy pass,
a standby ticket to Las Vegas, motherfucker."
But he, you know, he did his thing, comedy.
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to say rest in peace to AJ Johnson. Who passed.
Oh, he's a funny guy. I've seen him.
I loved him. I remember at one point, you know, I used to work with Mike in like booking his shows and different stuff. And AJ was always funny as hell. Of course, he was a tortured soul, but just a sweet, kind. And I think when I saw that he had passed, it really saddened me. So I just pray that he's resting in peace and telling much better jokes in heaven than he did here. I mean, he was funny, but I'm sure he's funnier in heaven.
He was, you know, his last few years was, you know, I'm sure it's pretty tough for him.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember his earlier career from like Friday, and then I got the hookup, and then, I mean, he had a great career.
He was just naturally funny. Yeah. Like, he didn't try. You were around him. He was just naturally funny.
I seen that guy when I was going to watch a YouTube video to go to sleep. And I didn't sleep. I was like, "Whoa, this guy's funny."
Yeah, he was funny, and just just the way he passed. So I just want to remember.
It's like we lost the whole cast of the Friday movie. Yeah, we lost John Witherspoon.
But you're still here, though. So that's
Mike,
good.
You think that Friday movie
Friday,
is Jesus?
looking like Barney's X-ray? What the hell are you wearing?
This is
you do look like Barney's X-ray right now.
Hey, Mike, you think the cast of the Friday movie is? Is Jinx?
No, motherfucker.
No,
they just got old rapper.
Or anybody that has a line more than 5 minutes.
No,
or
we don't
10
believe.
Minutes,
I don't believe in good. Jinx. You know, evil
Except
only has the power you give it.
He blamed me for losing in the football game yesterday.
Yeah,
the
Jinx.
Other day.
I didn't tell him about when I won my first 9-game parlay. I told him after I had won it already. So now I'm winning my other parlay. All my teams have won. This is one Steelers game. I called him. I said, "Hey, listen, man. If the Steelers game win, I win $15,000 more." Since I told him, he started. Steelers are 14-0.
In the beginning, Mike,
wait a minute. You can't blame him. You got to blame Ben Roethlisberger's noodle arms. He needs to retire yesterday. That's not on him. That's not on him. Big Ben needs to.
That's right. And it's Bengals whooped their ass.
Yes, we did. Go Bengals. Hi, Eli. Mom loves you. I just want to say shout out to my kid, Eli Apple.
Eli Apple.
I love you. I am so proud of you. You are my best friend on the entire planet, and I love you. I just have to say, four weeks from today would be 4 years since I had brain surgery.
Oh.
And I just want to shout out my son because he took so good care of me. My surgery was over 8 hours long. He sat there by himself.
Oh, what a good kid.
I couldn't go to rehab because I had balancing issues and the whole nine. He took care of me while he was dealing with so much bullshit with the Giants. He held me down. He continues to hold me down. I love you. You are my entire heart. That's it.
We love you, Eli Apple. You're a good kid.
He's a great kid.
Yes.
Paula, you want to have any kids? You have kids, Paula?
I don't have kids, no.
Do you want some?
Right now, no.
You don't want them?
Why not?
I may change my mind. Who knows? But
would you want to like have them out of your
like,
stomach?
Like, don't have children. You won't have extra money for buy shoes. So you got to think about that.
It's so much. Yeah, it's a
yeah they're expensive.
And then you're raising a whole human. You know, you don't know how you're going to affect them. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's scary.
But people be having like dogs and treat the dogs like human.
I do that.
I do.
You have a dog?
I love dogs.
I treat them like my child.
Exactly. How much that little puppy costs you every month?
Well, I got, every month?
Yeah. My puppy is vegetarian. Mike, he eats more than expensive food than me. He can't eat chicken. He can't eat other dog food because they mix it with chicken.
See, black people, we give the dog whatever we eat.
That's not true. I'm a black person, and I loved my dogs.
My dog had every
bones in the world.
Every nigga disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. Because we give them. We give.
Mike, you had a dog before?
My yes, yeah. My Domino's.
Okay, let's talk about Domino's. And guys, Peter's gonna be on your ass because I'm finna snitch.
Peter's not listening. Don't worry.
We hope Eli Apple's listening today.
I'm finna snitch. I'm finna sing like Tech N9ne. Is that his name? Put a tattoo on my neck because I'm about to snitch.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, not Tech N9ne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unless there's another rapper.
I can't keep up. Yeah. Anyway, it's we Mike's had friend. This. I don't know who gave Mike this dog.
You got a dog?
Domino's. No, we were not I little, but we were high job. School. He named it after Domino's Pizza, right? Oh. So let me tell you, when he first brought the dog home, the dog was this little white little fur ball. Then like 3 hours later, the dog became this big thing, right? The dog just grew overnight like freaking Clifford, the big red dog. But he was a big white dog. But the thing was, we were younger then, so we didn't know. Like, you have to actually take a dog to school and train it. He was just, like Liberian said, he was big for nothing. That means, like, he was just big but not smart and would just run everywhere.
Well, he sat in the backyard and just ate and shitted. That's all he did. I never took him for
so
a walk.
So one day, my mom was like, okay, Mike, take the dog to the shelter or take something. Like, you got to give the dog back. So let me tell you. So, Michael, you want to tell them how Domino's. No, let me. Don't say it because you'll probably try to lie. So one day Michael came home. He's like, oh, so what shelter, whatever, did you take? Did you take Domino's? So he's like, oh, I opened the door. He ran out.
I wrote a window down and he ran out.
Excuse me. I just want to say this to Domino's, a dog. If you're on South Street listening, he probably has tattoos and piercings all over. And I know it's like 25. No, it was more than 25 years ago. Probably like 20, 27, 30 years.
Yeah, that dog, I'm sure he's dead by now.
So...
Yeah.
To the
You're
spirit
probably living
of Domino's.
In a better home now.
Wait, can we?
30 years ago, he should
can
not
we just
be
give Domino's a moment?
Okay.
Just give a moment of silence for Domino's. Because I think about how he probably was on South Street. He probably sold his body. I don't know, but I used to think about, like, is he selling his body? Like, what is he
Mike,
doing?
Mike, what did you really
well,
do to Domino's?
I got to the point where I said, you know what, I can't. I didn't know about the SPCA. I could just take this nigga somewhere and let other people take care of him. I just thought that, you know,
he let him run out.
I was like, I don't know what to do with him. So I was like, you know, put him in a car. Let me just take him for a ride. If I roll the windows down, if he jumps out, then he just.
Hey, I don't even want to hear. Yeah.
Mike, you know what? You should have dropped it off in a millionaire's house.
It was like 30 some years ago. It was 30 years ago.
He was a very stupid dog. He just grew up in the backyard.
Okay, in his defense, he wasn't stupid. His owners were not smart. In educating him. There are no dumb dogs. There's just silly, lazy ass owners. Yes. So Domino's, your integrity lives on. You weren't dumb. You just were with a careless owner.
He was the
owner.
Dumbest dog.
He was.
Well, Mike.
Was it a boy or girl?
He was a boy.
You okay. can't even tell.
He was a boy.
You never took
hey,
a listen,
boy. Mark, it was okay? a boy.
In the new era we're in with transgenders, everything. I don't know what kind of dog I had.
Stop. So he was.
Mike,
he
you
was,
never took that dog for
he
a walk.
He identified as a male dog. He
was
did.
He neutered?
I don't no. know if he probably
he
had
doesn't
his,
even know the gender. Do you
the
think
dog kind of sex
So yeah, Domino's was just big white.
I'm glad
furball.
Domino's was,
yeah,
somewhere else better place.
I know.
Do you guys know the story, Sylvester Stallone's story about his dog?
No.
About how he was so poor when he was, you know, trying to get into movies. He was so poor he had to give the dog away because he didn't have any money for food for himself. So let alone the dog, and he gave the dog away. And I think it was like 10 years later, don't quote me on this, but 10 years later, he bought the dog back from the person he had given him to because he missed his dog. And he
I don't believe
Sylvester back.
Stallone. I think he saw that episode on Lassie.
Yes. That sounds like it.
Yes, Sylvester Stallone.
10 years later.
First of all, I can't even see Sylvester Stallone telling a full story. Rocky should have been a movie that has subtitles, by the way, while we're talking about Sylvester Stallone. Because I cannot understand one thing that man ever said in that movie. She really had loved him. Because, I mean, how can you connect with a man you can't have a whole conversation with? She was like, just go to bed.
That's why their relationship lasts long.
I wonder if the dog was Domino's, probably. Was probably the dog. He probably found them on the streets.
Dominic, I mean, it was Philly, right? He probably in Rocky. Yeah.
Well, the good thing about it is a big dog, so they can't be run over by a car.
He was happy, though. Yeah, he was happy.
He's probably happy somewhere else. They probably renamed him Pizza Hut or something. Like, did you
as
have a tag?
As long as it's not Papa John's. That's the worst pizza in God's earth.
Oh, are you serious? That,
well, Papa John's is trash.
Luckily, they're not offered to be sponsors from us.
Well, we'll sponsor them a new damn recipe. Your pizza is total trash. I don't even know. I would take the DiGiorno delivery guy over you. And DiGiorno doesn't even deliver.
Well, so I was planning to buy Michael Blackson a chihuahua for his birthday. I should just
cancel
that.
Do not give him a dog.
Oh, darn.
Do not give him a dog.
What am I going to do
with
that
dog? But I do. I had, you know, but since then, you know, I've dogs are very special. I had two that I loved.
Oh, yeah. You had that, what, that big dog?
Yeah, Dutch and Bear. And I think when I got divorced, I didn't want to separate them. And,
are they both alive?
So so that was hard.
Had to pick which one you keep?
No, I didn't want to separate them, so I let him keep.
It's like if you give birth to, like, if you have 20 kids, you didn't want to separate, and you don't want to separate them from their
parents. Because Dutch would have been like my mind, but I knew that Bear needed him, and it was just time to move on. But anyway, I am planning to get another dog next year, a dog that I wanted to be a girl. I want to teach her how to twerk.
Do you want me to kidnap the dog from your ex-husband?
No.
Okay.
No.
That dog is, how old is he now? He got to be like at least 60 in dog age, right?
No.
They're still alive?
Good. Yeah. Yeah, they're still alive.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, but I'm going to, once my, you know, life kind of slows down, I want to definitely look into getting me a dog.
What kind of dog are you looking for? Like Michael's dog?
You know, the thing is, everybody, like I have friends, everybody say, get a rescue dog. And I want to, but I'm sure the dog I want won't be rescued. So I'm going to really, really get me a bougie dog. And just the dog and I will come up with a backstory. So I'll tell the dog, anybody ask you, just say you were rescued. Yeah. Rescued right outside of Neiman Marcus or something. Like, I don't know. Like, so it's just all about training your dogs too.
How about this emotional dogs? How to determine which one is? Like they use
dogs
to like,
are the best. Right. Let me tell you, my dog Dutch. In 2015, I was diagnosed with a blood clot in my brain. I suffered a stroke or whatever, and I remember being.
I always thought blood clot were like Jamaicans.
You're so annoying. So anyway, he stayed at my side. Like he would the whole time when I was bedridden, like he just was there. So they're naturally loving. Yeah. Dogs are just the best. So
Dog's really nice. Like I think you should
What
consider.
Kind of dog you have, Paula?
A little shih tzu. He's also an emotional support.
Yeah. Oh,
did you get that card from Craigslist? I got one. $50.
No, I actually had to get a psychiatrist to write me a letter and say that's why I could travel with him. That way I could travel with him like right next to me. And
so
not,
why?
Like,
why? What's the emotional like? You just you.
No, they really are. You like, get free ticket. You. Like I had a friend who had an emotional support pit bull, and she had anxiety attacks and panic attacks, and the dog would lick her. Like throw her down on the floor and lick her until she felt okay again.
I think if I was her therapist, she needs a boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend.
That's not true.
Guess my real person to lick her,
no,
right?
Because sometimes the boyfriend can be probably the source of her anxiety. So I think she is about inner.
This is the smart
Listen, I am so glad to be here because I feel like the intelligent life here right now. So
Michael Blackson, I feel like I read the whole Wikipedia page after listening to your sister.
Right.
It made me IQ higher. I could build a goddamn spaceship after this show.
Yeah.
Smart.
You can.
You sure it's not like, the damn tequila?
No, I didn't even take a sip yet.
Yes, and I'm happily single.
Let
me tell you
a
funny story.
We have a lot of single listeners.
Let me tell you a funny story, but the one time, Michael doesn't do nice things for me, but there was one time that he actually tried. Because one time I wasn't feeling well, so what he did, he showed me the DM. He had DM Idris Elba to say, hey, my sister, this was years ago when I actually liked him. And he was like, my sister likes you. It was like maybe 4 years ago. He's like, my sister really likes you. She's not feeling well. It'd be great if you blah, blah, blah. So I was like, great, yeah. Then I was like, no, Michael, text him back and let him know that I don't look like you, because he probably was like, he probably looked like Michael Blackson's sister. Woof. You know what I mean?
What did you say, Michael Blackson?
I don't remember.
She could have been married to Idris Elba.
Did you ever say something back?
I don't know if he ever responded. I don't think he did. But you did send me the DM. Thing. You did send me the screenshot, and you were like, you know. But then he probably didn't because he thought that your sister looks like you. So I was like, tell him that I don't look like you. But I don't know if you ever sent that second text.
So did you get your COVID shot? Because Idris Elba was the first African-American that got his COVID shot.
He's not African-American, though.
He's British.
African-English.
Yeah. He's African-British.
Well, I got my shot. I don't play about that. Listen, I'm a child of the 80s. We got shot for everything. You couldn't go to school unless you have vaccines. So I don't know why all of a sudden we've turned it into this big thing. It's vaccines are not new. It's just
Irving.
No, I blame Facebook.
Yeah, social media for sure.
Yeah.
All these videos that were surfacing.
Oh, yeah, prior, right? Yeah,
but this is my thing, though. Guys are going around just banging anybody and then they worry about a shot.
Exactly.
Like, dude, you're just just like, oh, I don't want that in my body. Like the athlete's like, I don't want my body. Like,
but you have
you don't even know what
sex.
That woman had.
Just like, or they trust their weed guy with their life.
Yeah, and their bartender. And their bartender.
Exactly.
You're right.
Or Popeyes.
If Kyrie Irving, you're listening, go get yourself.
No, y'all leave Kyrie alone. Kyrie just burns his sage. But Kyrie, I don't get mad at him because I have zero expectation for public health information from an athlete.
You're right.
They were
just so disappointed about LeBron James didn't, you know, say anything nice for the people to have the shot.
I think we're so celebrity worship crap. Mm. There are doctors out there. Go listen to the doctors. Dr. Seuss, Dr. Pepper, Doc, whatever. Go
Dr.
find
Seuss
a doctor.
Is dead, is
he? I'm just saying. But I'm saying find a doctor. Don't go get mad.
Dr. Fauci.
Like I said in the beginning.
Where are you? You want to be a guest on our show?
If your teeth is bothering you, you don't go to the mechanic. Like, we have to stop being silly. Oh, the celebrity said this. Are you really that goofy? Oh, my God. Kyrie said I shouldn't get vaccinated. Oh, I'm sorry. Where did he get his medical degree from? When COVID first hit, the first person I contacted was my first cousin. He's an immunologist, PhD, certified.
I'm sorry, I went to Philadelphia Public School. What?
He's an immunologist.
What the fuck is that?
They study, they study the cures of a different your immune system and different diseases. And he's working, his lifelong work had been like to find a cure for malaria and other diseases. But anyway, he studied. This is what they do. And so I went to him because I worked in television news. So of course I didn't believe anything the news were saying. I went to him and he's like, yeah, this was March of 2020. He's like, this thing is serious. And for me, I took it seriously. And the vaccine, people actually worked to develop it. It works. Get the vaccine so you don't get sick and worse infect other people. Just get the vaccine, please. And sit your ass down.
It was actually two really young girls that developed it.
Yeah, one of them African American. And it's like, you can't, the vaccine has been tested. Trust me, I've had it. It didn't make me taller, but it works.
Well, we'll wait another 1 year
and see what happens. But
did you get vaccinated?
I have the card.
Oh. Did he get vaccinated, Ryder?
We got the card from the lady that gave her the
it is a federal,
therapy dog card.
Wait a minute. It is a federal it's a federal offense, though, to be faking that card.
Really?
I'm faking. I got the card. That doesn't mean I'm faking anything.
Yeah, I got the card, too.
Did you get the shot, though?
I got the card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got the card from the dog lady.
Yeah, that gave a therapy dog.
Yeah.
I got both shots.
From the dog?
No, I got.
You
got
the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna?
I got the Pfizer. I got Pfizer.
Why you? What's wrong with Johnson?
And I got it in Orange County. I got it because I went right where all the rich white folks was getting it.
Oh, you see? Why? Why? The kill on the niggas, Annie?
No, I just didn't want to wait. The wait was shorter for me. And, you know,
Mike,
I had
access. Mike, let's go take the shot over there in Orange County.
Nah, I'm going to West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. I want to take it to the same place Brad Pitt takes his. Who's your immunization guy, Brad Pitt?
No.
I'm sure that America don't want to kill you.
Yeah, you're right. The batch is perfect.
Where is William Shatner getting his shot at? That's what I want. Where is Michael Douglas? I want to be around with those guys.
I'll find that out, Mike. Maybe we could take
Angelina Jolie. It's official, Mother Suckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon.
where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
I don't know if I want the shot she's getting.
Oh, what shot she got?
Well, what shot she gets? She can't have her own kids. She keep buying these black babies.
No.
She got different kind of shot?
I don't know. I just, no, I'm sure she's a nice lady. She just always gives me I don't shower vibes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which one, of them said it on shower? No.
No, it was Ashton else. Kushner and his wife.
Oh. Why? They don't have water?
They don't wash regularly. No, I don't know.
Really?
But let me tell you something.
He's punking us.
2 years ago, no, 2 years ago, I went to France for the first time, and I went to the Louvre, the museum, and it wasn't a Louvre. We went to Versailles. We did the whole tour of the palace. Yeah. And our tour guide told us that many years ago, the reason why they drink so much wine in France is because, of course, they couldn't drink the water because the water was all dirty. So that's why they drank the wine. But they were like, the kings never washed. They never washed. All they did was change their shirt. So they felt like as long as you had a white collar shirt, you were clean. Dirty asses. But anyway, So once a year, a doctor would come and scrape the dirt off of them.
Wow.
Yes. I was that like,
much
okay,
dirt?
Yes.
Damn.
That's why French, and they always.
That's why they have
They don't wear deodorant that much either, right? In France?
I don't know. But hi, French people. You're good.
So they just smell like BO, but with
perfume, yeah, right? But no, but they were like the king. All the king did was change his shirt. So as long as you had a white collar shirt, they felt you were clean.
Yeah, but the French were also the most romantic people, though. So yeah. Obviously, the women like the smell.
That's a colonized lie. Yeah, Mike,
I think we should stop taking a shower.
Look at that. I always saw like, what's that show? Was the white? What, the skunk always getting a hug and kisses?
You're
right. What cartoon was that? You had a skunk of
Oh yeah,
it was a skunk, right?
Yeah,
that got all the girls because he's I want to be a skunk.
Well, that's the perception they fed you.
I'm not paying
the
water bill.
I think there are some African men who are very romantic. I haven't met him yet, but if you're out there, how are you?
Yeah,
that's racist. You only want an African man.
I do.
What's more, with a nice blonde hair, blue eyed?
Not my
Chinese man. Yeah,
not my thing. Not my thing. And since I'm going to make
Indian man,
not my thing.
Pakistani,
not my thing.
Middle Eastern,
African man.
Hey, the last Brazilian. Time I saw you, you were so romantically in love on Instagram.
I was. It didn't work.
Did this mother sucker introduce that man to you?
No, no, but it didn't work out. But I wish him well.
Okay.
Well, they were the same height. So I knew it was going to work.
Never. You know, I would say this. A great philosopher of our time, the great Nina Simone, said, we have to learn to walk away from the table when love is no longer being served.
Oh.
So shout out to the late, great Nina Simone. So.
That is actually really romantic. Could you please write that down? I wanna
absolutely. You want to take
that later
down?
On my Instagram?
Yeah.
She's going to do it backwards.
Yes. You have to learn to walk away from the table when love is no longer being served. And I love me. And you have to be as passionate about me as I am about me.
Wow. Paul, are you in love?
No. I was in love. I was in a relationship with a guy from South Africa, actually. Well, his dad was South African for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a long time.
That's a long time. How far do you guys go? Like a couple of miscarriages? What?
No,
stop.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's a valid question.
Really she nice. Must not listen to our podcast, Michael Blackson.
No, this is a family-oriented podcast. Chinese
no,
podcast.
She does.
No, but you can't be so flippant about miscarriages.
No, I'm just wondering, like, I mean, 6 years, a lot of things happen.
You can pick,
I just had a miscarriage right now listening to Michael Blackson.
I mean, I was being nice. I didn't want to say you have a couple of abortions.
Or the other one, the plan B. Oh, anyways, let's continue.
So, is it myth truth about African men?
What's the myth?
What's the myth?
What's the myth?
Like they are cheap. Was he cheap?
No. Well, he was actually from Philly as well.
Oh shit!
A South African from Philadelphia.
Well, his dad was South African. His mom was just black, you know. But
is his name Jay Flawless?
Was he biracial? Okay.
No, black.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's out there. Okay.
And no, he wasn't cheap. I think it's because he was maybe American, but I don't know. I've never heard of that myth.
I never heard that either.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say the other thing.
But shout out to South African, though, because when I was in Ghana, of course, Afrobeats is off the hook, but South African music is phenomenal, man.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. They're killing it. killing it, the music scene.
Afrobeat
so.
Is a South African?
No,
not Afro, but I'm just saying the African world.
Oh, Afrobeat.
I'm telling you, the best music I've heard is in Africa. Like, I'm telling
definitely.
You, the
we
music.
The best music.
The best music.
I love the Jeez. African music.
Mike, shout out to what? Everybody doing the thing from all the guys, my Stone Boy. It's like
there
African.
Isn't a Stone Boy.
Stone Boy.
He looks like
Boy.
No, wait a minute. Stone Boy looks like KRS-One.
He does like KRS-One.
He does look like KRS-One. He does. He's like KRS-One with Fufu.
Do you like the song Essence by Whiskey?
Oh, you're talking about Whiskey. Whiskey.
You know what? I'm not a big Whiskey Brandon person. Boy. Yemi Alade.
That
I
one's
love.
Really good. You like that one?
Burkina Faso. Am I saying her name right? South African. The one that she passed? I think she passed away, right?
I don't know.
Oh, Burkina Faso.
Scratch that.
I used to go on stage to that song. Me and Easy
now. Oh, I love that song. I'm not saying her name right.
It's Brenda Fasu. She passed away. Yes,
Annie.
She's at a very young age, like in her 30s.
Yes, Chinese best friend.
Michael.
She's South Africa.
Ever since you gave him the long lyrics, he doesn't
know the lyrics forever. I'm curious what happened to her 6 years relationship.
Oh, yes. We forgot.
Did you kill him?
It
got boring.
We grew apart because we wanted different things.
We grew apart.
Like what you wanted? He wanted some pussy and you wanted more. I don't
you got argument a lot? Like,
no,
argument?
Yeah, kind of. I was a little bit toxic because I was a teenager. You know, I was really young and I grew up in a toxic environment. So I was a little bit toxic. Mm. He was perfect. He was really amazing. But.
So it was you?
It was me.
You found another
damn,
boyfriend.
Women never take the blame. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank did you. Find
it's another- not about. It's not about blame.
Standing ovation. If I could.
It's
stand.
Not about blame. It's about accountability.
But,
so, yeah. Take that word.
Did you find another boyfriend? That's why
since
you
then?
Left him.
Nah, but she. But no, she probably set her standards as high as that guy. So somebody got to be better than him,
oh,
right?
Yeah, which is why I've been single for like 3 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, I'm blessed. I have amazing friends, right? And so when you have friends who are passionate about you, you're not going to allow anybody into your life who doesn't love you as passionately as your friends. Like, my friends set the standard, my tribe of just amazing humans. So it's like, you have to, like I was sharing with Rada, I'm the kind of person, I'm always happy. I'm always up here. So if you're going to be in my life, you have to stay up here, but you can't bring me down. When you start to bring me down, you got to go.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I protect my peace. Is the most important, especially surviving brain surgery. You know, your health is everything.
Oh,
you know, like a great writer said, your biography.
You gotta live your life every day happy.
Yeah, your biography becomes your biology. So you have to really manage your mental health and your mental space. And if they can't keep you where they found you, they can't bring you down. So, yes. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I think the guy who's as passionate as I am is out there. And
I'm sure they're listening to Madasaka podcast.
6'3", 6'4".
How tall is he?
He's going to have to be.
6'3"?
He has to be tall. My son is 6'2", so you have to be taller than my kid.
It has to be 6'4", 6'5".
So let me, I mean, who's out there single 6'3"? Maybe like Danny DeVito.
He has to be.
Oh, no, they got
Danny. He has to
Danny
be,
Glover.
I'm 47, so he has to be 40.
Danny Glover.
5 to 55.
Danny Glover.
I'm not doing any 30s.
Danny Glover is like.
Danny Glover. Remember we saw him a few months ago? No, you weren't with me. Yeah. He was on the podium. Remember we went to this thing? The African American, and he was so old. No, not that old. Not that old.
Yeah, you're too old, Danny Glover. Go over there to the.
No, but I dated someone who was like 18 years older.
Ooh.
And I think he likes like
did he die?
No, he's still alive. Oh. He's nice. He's a nice guy. You know, he's
didn't
really
work
good.
Out.
It didn't work out.
Idris Elba is still married, right?
He's not my type anymore.
Well,
Idris
I think after
it.
He listened to this podcast, Michael Blackson, he's gonna divorce. It.
No, I love smart men. I like an intelligent.
Well, let's look. How about like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He's
7.
He's too old, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
He's
he can't even barely like, make a fucking jump shot.
Magic Johnson still married,
energy.
Right?
I have too much energy. I need somebody. Yeah, he's too old.
He's too old.
Magic Johnson. He's
he
still
has
married.
To love to travel. He has to love to work out.
Oh,
he has.
I mean, I'm thinking
to...
about tall guy. I'm thinking about NBA players, like expired.
Not NBA.
Players.
No professional athletes, please.
Michael Jordan.
No pro athletes, but Mike. I'm too dark for Michael. He likes them very, very much. Way lighter than me, so but he's not my type.
Scottie
no
Pippen.
Pro no pro athlete. No, he's no pro athlete.
Shaquille O'Neal is single.
Yeah, he's single.
Can I tell you a Shaquille O'Neal story?
Yeah, yes. Do tell.
I was working one of my jobs in college. I worked at a 5-star hotel. And I worked as a concierge, and this was when he was with Orlando. And Orlando Magic, this was like way in the 90s. I'm dating myself.
That. Yeah.
And I was coming into work. I had my earphones on because I was, you know, going to school full time, working full time. And I come, I'm walking, and I ran smack into him because they stay at a hotel. And I remember him walking over. He's like, oh, she's, you know, said how cute I was. And I believe him because fast forward years later, I was doing Red Hollywood Access.
Oh, Access Hollywood.
At the ESPYs. And he was one of the people I interviewed. And I asked him, I said, hey, Shaq, who are you looking forward to seeing today at the ESPYs? He said, you, baby, you looking so fine.
He sounds like that.
Yeah, but then he does like petite women. So, but he's nice. But well, he's yeah, because
he did a hoops, and she was like 4'11".
Oh, yeah, yeah, I seen that one.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah, but then, I mean.
She was like right here.
Yeah, remember, right I there. Saw yeah. hoops. You know, the funny thing about it, I took a picture. It was me, Shaq, Flavor Flav, and Hoops, right?
Wow. And what I an said, ugly picture.
And I said, I'm the only one in this picture that did not fuck Hoops. Because Flavor Flav, because she was on Flavor
of
Love.
How do you know that? Just because she was on the show doesn't mean she dropped her draws for him.
I'm saying, I'm just.
You know,
just,
her perception. You know, people are always lying on some woman's vagina. You don't know that. He probably, just because he stood next to it don't mean he got
I
it.
Remember that picture. I remember it was during Super Bowl weekend in Indianapolis.
Where's the picture, Mike?
But Shaq was
on my
cool.
Instagram. Just look up Super Bowl from when was it in Indianapolis? Who I forgot who played, but I remember I was there for the Shaq All-Star Comedy Jam.
I think Shaq messes with you a lot.
That's
Shaq
my homie.
Shaq lied to him. He said, I have a house for sale for $1.65 million. We went there.
Was going to buy it.
Whoa, great, man. Can he leave some shoes? Yeah, you're going to buy it. Shaq, I'm going to buy it. Shaq goes, yeah, it'll be like 3.5. I'm like, what the fuck? This is like $2 million difference.
Right. Keep that raggedy house.
No pro athletes. Thank you.
Well, I mean.
Mike, we have to
it's
find
it's not
her
just
a,
for me. I know that's
so what
not.
Are you looking for, miss? Like a teacher?
Principal?
No, I yeah. once. No, just someone who.
Hopeless romantic?
COVID vaccination giver?
Yeah. No. Somebody who is successful in his own right. Passionate about people. Loves community.
A lot of homeless people are passionate about people.
Yeah, I know. I know. If
loves to travel.
Oh, you're going to need to have a...
Yeah, I love to travel. So.
You need to have a passport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have criminal records then.
No criminal records.
No criminals.
Right. What if you can't change person? People change.
People change all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that change.
All right. How tall do you have to be?
6'4".
6'3".
If you're 6'3" and up... Your
disposable income
18 to 90 dumb cripple or crazy contact DM me I'll forward you to any
no that's okay
Apple her Instagram is
Surviving America no
Surviving
G.
American
please do not send me any dick pics I appreciate that thank you you have no idea
Paula is still
you have no idea how many people send
after
that,
you
so
took a picture with Michael
don't.
Paula is also
and
looking
I can't
for a man.
Even show you can't even show the pictures to anybody or post it because it's like child porn. That's how little they be sending them. So just like, do not send me.
You know what
dick
I
pics.
Do when I get dick pics, and I love this, and it works really well every time. Send them like 7 more dick pics of like bigger dicks.
How do you even have those pictures? I just blocked them.
Start reading the old
she
messages.
Look at all her dick pics. Nah, she like,
She's like,
all in her favorites.
Paula's like, send them several.
Paula's like, Ethiopian dick pic, Ghanaian dick pic, Italian dick pic, Ghana dick pic. Oh, Chinese best friend, this is your dick pic?
Yeah, that's gonna need a microscope for that, Mike.
No, I just block.
Really?
I remember the first time it happened to me years ago was when Eli first got drafted. Some guy went into my, messaged me on Facebook, and I literally dropped my phone because that was, but now it's just like, okay, block. So, yeah.
Oh, I just want to hurt their ego because it's like,
no, I just ignore it.
That will definitely hurt if you send a bigger, I'll be pissed.
Then he's just going to send another one. I was like, I don't even want to have that time.
Yeah.
Then it's a big old dick off. Nobody have time for that. Well, thank you for joining us in another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. It was fun talking to my sister.
Go Bengals. Love you, Eli.
Your sister is amazing lady, Mr. Blacksom.
She's
very funny
thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what year was that when you hit him with a pot and pan?
That is such a lie. Listen, his head has all kinds of knots on it. He was dropped as a baby several times.
You saw it.
Several times. And I wasn't even born then. So he has balancing issues. So.
Well, thank you for joining the other episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Mother Sucker.
Yeah, see you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.